You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Hillary Gadsby, founder and CEO of A Gadsby Affair, an event marketing dynamo whose international career spans into the United States, UK, and France. Hillary, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming out today. So how do you effectively help your clients?
Well, at A Gadsby Affair, we have a process of strategic alliances that bring our clients through the marketing process to key event launches. What our company does is we build strategic programs and platforms through events to build a client's business or their brand.
Now, how do you reach your new audiences, and what are the tips for your clientele to reach a great audience?
Well, we do a couple of different things. One of the things that we do, we like to create our own event series, a branded series for our clients, which we feel they're very customized, which we feel that will allow them to reach a specific target clientele. So we'll do a process with them. We'll go through exactly what they're looking for, what target clientele, and then we'll create a strategic program to reach that specific clientele. And we do that through events, through social media, and through PR. We've also started something new called StilettoGal.com, which is an online blog for women in business. It can also be for men, but it's pretty close for women in business. And it's actually, basically, it's a blog about myself as a woman entrepreneur as told by my shoes, which I'm kind of known for my shoes, and it's kind of walking in someone else's shoes. So I give tips to other women business owners as well as C-level executives. And then on Thursdays, we have a blog spot where we have a guest blogger, which is called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, which is another woman business owner or C-level executive giving tips to other women and also talking about their business. So it's a marketing platform for both myself as well as other women.
So tell me, what happens when a client does not follow your instructions?
Well, you know, at AGA, we've had a lot of successes, and we've helped clients reach their marketing goals and event goals. But sometimes clients do, you know, they do have their own agenda, and they don't necessarily listen to what we have to say. You know, you just have to be, you don't want to be too personal about it. It's business, and you kind of just need to find ways to get them to understand where you're coming from and why the strategies that we put in place work. Because they do. They're proven strategies. We have a great success rating. And, you know, sometimes you can convince them, sometimes you can't, but we've had many successes, and, you know, it shows. So it just depends on how to walk that client through what it is that you're doing.
Today we're joined by Hillary Gadsby, founder and CEO of A Gadsby Affair, an event and marketing dynamo whose international career spans the United States, UK, and France, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Hillary, where is marketing and event planning for 2013?
Well, you know, I think that with the last couple of years, the economic climate, I think it's extremely important to engage with an audience. I think that, you know, marketing and events really allows you to reach your target clientele on a more personal level. It's really important to gain rapport with a potential client. And when you have a one-on-one or in a group setting, you can really learn more about their business, and you're able to help them. On another note, you know, the mobile market and web-based events are very big as well, and I feel that, you know, we have this great virtual partner platform, which allows us to video record our events and then stream them online afterwards. And it also helps for sponsorships as well. So if we have event sponsors, we are able to put them online, and then they'll be online forever, which is great exposure for them because they have more eyes than just the event itself.
What do you suggest to our audience for 2013 success?
You have to plan and budget for everything. We encourage quality planning, strategic lineup, and budgeting as a follow through to our clients. We coach them in their business. We engage with their clients, and it's really important to have a set budget for those kind of things. Marketing is extremely important, especially in this economic climate. There's so much competition out there that you just have to keep going. You know, one thing that I've always learned is that no matter how many times you can be taken down, you just got to get right back up and do it again. And I think that's really important for entrepreneurs to know, that you just have to keep on going and don't let anything get you down.
Good advice. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you online.
So you can go to my website at www.agadsbyaffair.com. You can also reach me at 310-773-9482 at our offices. And then our blog is www.stilettogal.com.
And in conclusion, always customary on the show, from your experience, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Absolutely. Well, it's really important to have advisors around you, whether, you know, they're your employees, they're your lawyer, they're your financial advisor. You want to build a group of advisors before you even start a business. So you want to build a group of advisors that have experience in what you want to do, as well as other attributes, so that you have a good combination. I have a great coach. I think it's important to have a coach. You have to be coachable as an entrepreneur. You definitely need a good accountant, bookkeeper, obviously an attorney, and a financial advisor. That's really important. You know, if you have an idea, you should start just pitching it to the people who are surrounding you, and find out and kind of do a little bit of marketing intelligence and get an idea of what the product might look like or the service might look like in the marketplace. Definitely do some research on your competition, if any. And just put it out there. You know, you don't have anything to lose. It's just, you just go ahead and go do it. It's, you know, I've had many, you know, many successes and failures in my life, and you just keep on going.
Keep on going is the best thing you could say. She is Hillary Gadsby, founder and CEO of A Gadsby Affair, an event and marketing dynamo whose international career spans the United States, UK, and France. And the websites of reference, once again, is agadsbyaffair.com and the blog stilettogal.com. Hillary, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.